Hi, world. Thank you for tuning into. I pray this is not the last time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is justification. Justification is defined as the action of showing something to be right or reasonable. I want to encourage you today. Do not allow someone else wrongdoing, wrong way of living, wrong way of operating on the job, in the home, in the community, be a justification as to why you choose to do things wrong or operate in the wrong manner. As men and women of Christ, we do have a responsibility. And no one is perfect. And the word does not say we're going to be perfect, but we are to strive daily to live a righteous life. We are not to practice wrong, settle in wrong, and say it's okay. But when we do wrong, we are to repent before the Lord and strive to do better. Avoid the wrongdoing. Avoid the evil habits. And cling even more closer to God. So when we have those urges to live wrong, operate wrong, whatever they may be, whatever your attack may be, your weakness, whatever it is, well, to replace that with the word, let it be the fuel that satisfy us when we have the urges to do those things. Because too many times, you know, we hear the statement that a lot of kids use. It comes out of the mouth of adults, but you did it. You did that. You turned out all right. You operated in this manner and you turned out all right. She did it. But she's okay now. But that's not promised to be the same expected end for us when we choose to do wrong. We have to stop justifying wrongdoing. Stop making excuses. But turn away from it and do right. Because guess what? We all have a path that we're on in Christ. We all have a calling that God has placed on us. And it's different. When people hear that word, they're automatically, oh, you got a calling. You going to preach. No, everyone has been given a different gift. You may be a musician. You may be a writer. You just may be a mouthpiece for the Lord. But your life is supposed to be a life piece. Everything for the Lord, everything that you do, the way that you live is supposed to reflect your life in Christ Jesus. And you're going to mess up. We're going to fumble sometimes. The word of God tells us that we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God because we're not perfect, but we are striving for perfection. We're striving to stay on the same road, but it's impossible for us to do that if we're not following the directory of life, and that's the word of God. So today we'll no longer justify wrong living, wrong doing, wrong saying, wrong speaking, wrong teaching, wrong actions in our home, in our community, on our job, in our churches, because someone that we love or someone near and dear or someone we don't even know did it and got away with it. Meaning there were no consequences that you saw. But we know in Christ there's a consequence to every wrong thing that we do. But our God is merciful and he's forgiving. But there's a way, there's instructions for this Christ-like living. Let's look at Ephesians 4, 17. And this is the NIV version. So I tell you this, an instance on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. In the futility of their thinking, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learn when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbors, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. And that chapter goes on and on, telling us the instructions of life that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ desires for us to live. And that's the way we should live. Never justified. Never base your life and your ending looking at someone doing wrong. But go forth and live a righteous life, following the life in Christ as close as you possibly can, because overall, God knows your heart. God sees your heart. And we have to remember that that heart can be deceitful. That's why it's important that we keep our heart, mind, bodies, and soul stayed in Christ Jesus. We would no longer go forth and justify wrongdoing, but go forth and live righteous. Thank you for tuning into I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not The Last Time, be sure to click the subscribe link. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we come before you this morning, Lord. Thank you for extended grace and mercy, Lord God. We will no longer justify wrongdoing, Lord, wrong speaking, wrong believing, wrong living based off someone else, Lord, that we felt have gotten by. We know nothing is hidden from you, Lord. And we know that every wrong thing that we do, there's consequences to it, whether we see it now or later, Lord God. But we thank you for your favor. We thank you for being a God who is forgiving, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the spirit of repentance, Lord, that we don't relax in wrongdoing, Lord, or go forth or conduct ourselves in wrongdoing, living, speaking, Lord God, because someone else has done it. May we learn by revelation and not through tribulations, Lord God. We cancel any and every attack that comes from the enemy that try to deceive us. We will no longer make a foothold for the devil to come in and disrupt, Lord, and tear up what you've built up, Lord. You build up greatness in us, Lord. And we must remember, Lord, we can't let that one moment be the reason why we turn away from you. But we get back on the road to Christ and we stay there. We may detour sometimes, but may not be long, Lord. May it be less than even a second, Lord. May we live a righteous life and a life that's pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.